which Rashi brings, that the Shpatim were also Nemru Misinai. The laws that we have, they not only have here, we have this parasha of Azikim, Shavim, Kamar, Pachatzir, all was also articulated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us to serve Him in a fashion that we are representing all the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Even Eved Ivri, we have such circumstances, the person requires an Eved Ivri. There's all kinds of halachas, how carefully he has to not to make him work too hard, not be mezaza him. That's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're also the Avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Avodah, which elevates us, doesn't push us down. That's in the whole thing with so mild and the simcha. The chodesh of others, the chodesh that we recognize also, the greatness of Klal Yisrael. We're different than all other nations. And we realize the mistake we made by thinking that we have to become subservient to Ahasuerus, and he's going to be the one who's going to give us success and support that we need. But all that is nonsense. You only have to begin on good terms with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Follow His ways. And recognize. It's all Avodas Hashem. Sometimes the other person thinks Avodas Hashem is just davening with Kavana and learning, which is true. It comes to the way he behaves to other people to be a monster. That is not Avodas Hashem. It's Avodas Atzmos. Worshipping Avodah Zarah. It's not like Haman made himself into Avodah Zarah. Very often a person makes himself into Avodah Zarah. The way when I'm not Avodah Zarah is I give over myself completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even when I have a strong desire for something and I know that it's going to create a whole chalikus and cause me to get angry, I just drop it. I go against my natural inclinations. So I want to do Ratzon Hashem. If I think something is the biggest mitzvah, I think twice before I do the mitzvah to make sure it's really a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's going to produce positive results or not. It's going to, mitzvah that's going to be pleasant or it's going to hurt other people. If the mitzvah is Nechias Amalek, then it hurts Amaleki. That's a mitzvah. But we're talking about things between ourselves, our families, and neighbors, and whoever it may be. This is the tremendous simcha we have. The simcha comes from when we come to the recognition that everything we have is all guided by one unified source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person doesn't have that recognition, life is frustration. He has a spiritual part that's driving in one way, physical part is driving in the opposite direction. It's torn between the two different drives and different worlds and different experiences, and he wants to learn and he needs his computer and he's addicted to this and not addicted to that, and everybody's doing this, etc., etc. When there are two different forces running his life, there's no simcha. That's why there's nobody that's not guided the way we are guided that can have achieved simcha. Someone told me this week he was speaking to a person, I think it was a guy who wrote a book on happiness. And of course, the conversation, they saw how not happy this person was. So, like I said, if your life is non-stop contradiction, it's frustration. But we know that everything is guided by the same voice, same force. That says the Dibras, and the one says, Anoich Hashem Elikecho, Zot Hashem Hashem Zekashri, and the other side it says, Hoysilta, Hoysinos, Hoysingo, you know, are compatible. Because the nefesh, the shoma, and the physical drivers of body were all given to us to enhance one another, to chazik one another, and to go to that one unified goal. And we do that, we have the greatest feeling of satisfaction. The satisfaction of self-control is a million times more than the satisfaction gave us in duty. Just follow my manual, how to go through this world. Very activation. We'll come to that's recognition. How everything just comes to one synchronously, one unison, orchestrated in the most beautiful fashion, complemented. Every birth I have, complemented with the other. And that's the true simcha. So as we're preparing for Purim, Abolein, L'Toiva, time for us to think about this point. This is the true simcha. Of every situation we are in, which Hashem puts us in, situation that we take it properly, it makes us grow more, it makes us become more appreciative of what we have, makes us use what we have, all the different things Hashem gave us. The one unified goal of being Avdei Hashem, of being Nachas Ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be very happy that this day, the beginning of the month, should be the beginning, to get it onwards, as soon as it could grow from day to day, that appreciation of Ashreinu, Matri, Chalkeinu, Anoyim, Goy, Oreinu, Mayofi, Roshasteinu, Ashreinu, Shnachu, Mashkimi, Marizim, Erev, Avoy, Goyimim, Shema Yisrael, Hashem, Elikinu, Hashem, Echo. You're the only God, but you're our God, Elikinu. And if Shem, Elikinu, our God that took us out of this rag, our God that did us throughout the Golias, our God that saved us from Purim, from Haman, Achashverish, because we've been with Him. Shem Rabbi Yotha Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have a wonderful Adar and Shabbos. Only good to